Ksubas, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on the last line, says, Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipi Da'aku. What Kipi means, two days in Rashi, Rashi says, Almogim, kind of tree, and the other day is Sloyim, from the Aramaic Kipi, which means a rock, rocks. So the Rababa used to kiss either the trees of Aku or the rocks of Aku, and the Gemara then continues, Rab Chanino Metakin Matkalei. Rashi says, Mashve Umetakin Mechsholi Ha'ir. Machmas Chibas Ha'oretz, Shehoisa Chaviva Olov. Umechazer Shelo Yetze Shem Ra Al Hadrochim. Very remarkable Gemara. And most people are not aware of Rab Chanino because they are busy quoting Rabbi Abba Habim Menashe Kipidak. The reason they quote it, first of all, is because it has that very immediate kind of resonance. You know, to kiss an inanimate object is inherently a sign of chavivus. Rav Chanino's activity was more complex. It was more complicated. It wasn't as simple and as direct. He took care of problems. Furthermore, Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipud Aku raises a stir. Because the question is Aku in Eretz Yisrael or is Aku outside of Eretz Yisrael? Tosis and Ksubis right here, Tosis and Gittin, and the Rishonim in general have a whole discussion about that. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Hei, where he brings all of the Chashivos of Eretz Yisrael, Halachos, says in Halacha Yud, Perek Hei Halacha Yud of Malachim, G'doyle HaChachomim, Oyu Menashkim Al Tuchumei Eretz Yisrael, U Menashkin Avoneho, U Mizgalgalin Al Afoho. So they would kiss the stones, Menashkin Avoneho, says the Kesef Mishneh, and of course the Radvaz, and everybody else. The Lacha Mishneh, they all bring Pe'echot, B'Seif Ksubis, Taf Kufyat Beis, Rabbi Abba Menashek Kipi Da'aku, Kloimar Sloyim Shiba'aku. You see that the Rambam's interpretation of the word Kipi is unequivocal. He says it means the rocks of Aku, Avoneh. And the Seiver Rabbeinu, the Hoya Menashek Shom, says the Lacha Mishneh, Shehu Tchilas Tchum Eretz Yisrael. And the same is in the Kesef Mishnah, but the Kesef Mishnah takes Tosus's Shara into account, that since there seems to be a steer in Chazal's whether Aku was within or without of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we make a Shara and say part of Aku is inside, part of Aku is outside. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah's Lashon is a little bit different than the Lecha Mishnah, and he takes that sheet into account, and he says as follows. Rabbi Abba Benashi Kipi Da'aku Kloimar Sloim Sheba Aku Shechatzi O'i O'hoiso B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Kmo Shekosvu Shom Atoisvis B'zeh She'omru Rabbeinu She'omar Rabbeinu Menashkin Al Tchum Eretz Yisrael Hainu Aku She'hoiso Soif Tchum Eretz Yisrael V'iso Hosom Reb Chiyo Bagamdo Megander Ba'afra She'nemar Ki Rotsu Avodecho Es Avoneho Lesaforo Yichoneinu. So the Rambam brings G'dolei Chachomim Hoyu Menashkin Al Tchumei Eretz Yisrael, Menashkin Avoneho, Umizgalglin Al Afora. V'cheinu Oimer, and he brings the Pasuk, Kirotzu Avodecho Es Avoneho, Ves Afora Yichonei. So my question is, the Gemara says, Rav Ami V'Rav Asi, Kaimi, there's another example of this Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. We have so far two. In the Rambam, the question is, does he bring all three, and why not? But we have two so far. What is the first one? Rabbi Abba HaMenashe Kipud Ak. What is the second one? Rabbi Chanina, according to Rashi, would be Miyasher the Drochim, pave the path so that it's a smooth ride when you ride on the Drochim. When you travel on the Drochim, you're not going to trip, hurt yourself. So he would smooth out the Drochim. Rabbi Ami V'Rav Asi, Kaimi Mishimsha L'Tula U'Mitula L'Shimsha. Rashi says, Kishahashemesh Higia L'Mokoim Shehem Yoshvim V'Gorsin V'Chamo Mekaderes Aleihem Omdim Misham Leishiv B'Tzeil U'Bimei Hatzina. In the cooler days, when they needed to get warm, Omdim Min Hatzeil V'Yoshvim B'Chamo. So what does that have to do with Avas Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, and in a certain sense he continues on the Derech that he already, if you'll forgive me, paved in the previous Rashi. And he says, Kadesh lo yuchlu lihisra'im al yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Because if it gets too hot, you say oi. And if it gets too cold, you say oi. So when you're saying oi in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different kind of oi. It's a remarkable thing. Rabbi Yechiyo ba'gamdo migander ba'afara. The Rambam says that mizgolo ba'afra. Migander means he would roll in its dust. Imagine somebody that has just came upon a massive Yerusha, and somebody opened up a treasure chest, and he just jumps into the treasure chest and rolls around in it and feels like he's a multi. So this is in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. You're in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. So kiratzu avaneho, that's Rabbi Abraham Menashe kipid da'aku, v'safor yichonenu, that is the example of Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, that he was megander ba'afora, and it quotes the pasuk, kiratzu es avadechos avaneho, v'safor yichonenu. It would seem to me that if you look at these four gemaras, the gemaras could be divided into two parts. There are four examples in this gemara, but those four examples are Arba Shem Shtayim, because two of them show your chiba by a physical involvement, which is typical of a person's chiba to something, or particularly to someone that you are in love with. So that is the beginning and the end of these four gemaras, four examples. Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda Mizgalgal ba'afara, and Rabbi Abba Menashik Kipi da'ako. And it's very interesting that the Rambam brings dafka those. What are the middle two examples that are also very similar? So according to the interpretation of Rashi, these are a different kind of example of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. What is that come? What is that idea? So the fundamental idea is very similar to Chazal. V'ahavta eis Hashem aleikecha, sheyehe shem shamayim misahev al yodecha. I'm using this as a mashal. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu would go around everywhere and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu beloved. Part of the idea of making something beloved to others is that you are so concerned for its reputation that you do not want, as a result of anything that you would do or say, that a negative impression would come out. And even more than that, you would go out of your way to produce a positive impression. Now here, in this Gemara, there are nuances, there are subtleties in the two examples in the center too. Both of them have in common this idea, that Eretz Yisrael has to be projected in a positive light, and that it has to come out smelling like a rose. But there's a difference still between the first and the second. What is the difference? The difference is that whereas in the first of the two examples, which Rashi explains, Mashve umetakein mechshole yo'ir, machmas chibas ha'oretz, shoyse chaviva olov, umechazer shlo yeitze sheim ra al hadroch. And people shouldn't say, imagine a worker in Eretz Yisrael today who works for the government, and there's a huge amount of red tape involved in whatever office he's in. And he's busy cutting down the red tape. And when he cuts down the red tape, when a foreigner comes and he goes through his office, he zips through like the wind. And everything is taken care of. So he says, ah, what a wonderful country. You know, in Greece I was bogged down for days with this. And here I just zip right through. Person is nichshal in the derech. He says, ah, what a backwards country. What a miserable place. So but what does it have to do with you? You're not saying. It's not your conclusion. You love Eretz Yisrael with the rocks and with the stones and with the pebbles. It doesn't affect you at all. No, you love it so much that you want to guarantee that no one else has a bad reputation, forms a bad impression of Eretz Yisrael. So to whatever extent you can make that happen, you make it happen in anticipation, taking the problem away. The second example is fascinating in its distinction between the first and the middle two, because it has something in common. I always point out that you can only compare things that have essentially something in common, and then it's very critical to look at the distinctions. When the Vilna Gaon talks about chutz and rechovos, several different places in Mishle, so it's only because chutz and rechovos have something in common. It's outskirts of the city. But then he says, but this is very far out, and this is not so far out. And he uses that. The same thing here. What's the difference between the two examples? So the answer is, the first example is that other people should not have a bad impression. Here, we're not talking about anybody else. It's just the two of them. And they're sitting and learning. But because of that oivei that comes out inadvertently, and which doesn't paskin up about Eretz Yisrael at all. I mean, you sit in the sun, because the sun is wonderful. The sun is necessary. You sit in the shade, and it gets a little chilly. It's important that it should be chilly. The change of weather is critical. It brings with it the rains. It brings with it whatever nature requires. So I'm not no tinus to the sun or to the cold. But just the same, at this moment, the circumstances that I'm in give me a feeling for a moment of that krechts. And they did not want to have an oi on account of the climate of Eretz Yisrael. Climate of Eretz Yisrael is perfect. And the chiddush here is that it's them. I wanted to tell you an analogy. The Kozhnitz Magid once asked, how is it possible? We know that the Kohen Gadol was mispalim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not pay attention to the tefillah of the overage rochim. People who had to go on caravans and had to travel, they were, of course, in need of nice weather. So they would be mispalo that it should not rain. And of course this would affect the farmers. If it would come true, their tefillahs, then the farmers would be seriously damaged because they needed the rain. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would make it his business to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Rabbanu Shalom, do not listen to the tefillahs of the Ovid Rochim. Could you imagine? So the Kozhnitz Magid asks, it is inconceivable that any Jew, for his own convenience, would want that another Jew should suffer parnasa. So what kind of a need is there for such a tefillah that it should counter a tefillah that nobody would ever out of his? See already the Hasidic approach. Anybody that has a shred of Avos Yisrael would never let those words out of his mouth. So the Kozhnitz Magid said, you know what, it doesn't mean that. Of course no one will say with his mouth, Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't want the rain. Please let it not rain. But you know what's going to happen? He says, a Yidl is going to go on his donkey and he's going to start traveling on the road. As it starts to rain a little bit, and a cold drop of water from the rain will fall right on his neck, under his collar, and it'll give him a chill, and he'll say, Oive! That Oive, he says to Kohen Gadol, Ribbono Shalom, don't listen to that Oive. So there's a double Hasidish Havana, that even a krechts of a Jew can turn the world upside down. It's a beautiful, it has two koiches. I wanted to say the same thing. Somebody comes and he's sitting in the sun. I'm sure that this experience has happened to you all the time. You're sitting at a table in the summertime, in camp or wherever it is, you're learning with your chavrus. And then all of a sudden it just gets unbearable. The sun is too strong, the sun is too hot, or the mosquitoes start buzzing around you towards the late afternoon. You say, right, we have to go inside, let's go inside. So that moment of krechts, you're not at war with the elements, and you're not intent upon complaining about where you are. You are where you are. But Afal Pi Kein, it's not perfect. Eretz Yisrael has to be perfect. So in anticipation of the sun beating down on them, they would go in advance, mechama l'tzel, so that experience, that krechts would never happen. And the vice versa. When it's cold, they used to go in the sun so that they should not feel the chill of the late autumn. And that is an unbelievable darga for two reasons. Number one, Lamaisa, you're in love with Eretz Yisrael. You are who you are. You're not worried about Ovrei Drachim that may not have such an amorous relationship with the country. You are in love with Eretz Yisrael, so what's the big deal? Everyone understands that sometimes it's too hot and sometimes it's too cold, because the Hergish has to be perfect. So even though they, in one sense, they did not go to the extreme that we evidence in the first Gemara, because in the first Gemara of Rabbi Chanina Mitakin Matkalei, he's concerned that other people should have a positive feeling about Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, here there's a different kind of chizuk, a different kind of special nature to their Avas Yisrael, that the same person as an Ov Yisrael should never have a moment of hesitation, even though he writes it off right away. But even that hesitation, the Ava has to be absolutely perfect. Remarkable thing. Where are those two halachas in the Rambam? That's what I'd like to know. Where's the Michamo Litzel and the Mitzel Lechav? Pashtus, there's four Gemaras, and he should have that other example. And here he says, Gedolei Chachomim Hayu Menashkim Al Tchumei Eretz Yisrael, V'Menashkin Avoneho Mezgalgulin Al Afora, V'Cheinu Oimer Ki Rotzu Avoneho Es Avoneho Ves Afora Yichol Nein. This is a good kasha. This is a very good kasha. Why did the Rambam leave it out? I have a chashash that the Rambam left it out because this is why. Tosfos has a different shot on Metakin Matkalei altogether than Rashi, but total different. He learns Matkalei means Mishkal, the weights and measures, Mishkal, and he says as follows. Pirush, Shokel Avonim, Umotzon Kalois. Omar, Adayin Loi Nechnasti L'Eretz Yisrael. Kivon Sheshoklon Umotzon Kevedos. Omar, Kvon Nechnasti L'Eretz. V'chein Meforish, where does he get such an idea that
the fact that he measured them and weighed the same size stone and discovered that they have more gravity, that they're weightier, he knew he was already in Eretz Yisrael. Where does it say that in this Gemara? So he says there's exactly a medrash like that in Medrash Tatchuma Parsha Shlach, the parsha of the Meraglim. So kishaolo Reb Chanina Hagadol Mibavel bikesh leida im nichnas leEretz Yisrael for yeshoykel avonim kol zman shoyukalois amar adayin lo nichnas leEretz Yisrael given shematzon kvedois veomar ein elu ela avnei Eretz Yisrael vehoyo menashkon vekora alein es apostuk hazeh ki rotzu avodecho es avonel. So based on this, this is just another. It's like a repetition al tchumei Eretz Yisrael, which the Rambam mentions, but it still leaves us with one, and that is Rabbi Amid Rabasi Kaimi Mishimsha Litula Umitula Lishimsha. Unfortunately, we don't know how the Rambam explained this Gemara, but I have a cheshash that it's not Rashi's explanation. Because what I'm driving at is that I have a feeling that the Rambam understood all four as examples of the same point, and not two and two, as I suggested to you, based on Rashi. And Memela, he only gave those examples because you don't have to mention every one of them. So how Michamal Itzel Mitzelach fits in, I myself do not know. But it seems that this is another example somehow, the way Tosfos explains Reb Chanina Matko. And I just wanted to emphasize the point. The fourth example should have been adjacent in Rashi's Mahalach, should have been adjacent to this first, because they are both the same idea. Mizgolo ba'afora and Menashek Avoneha is the same point, whereas the other two are different points of having a positive love feeling for Eretz Israel at all costs. Hein b'negei others, hein b'negei yourself. Also, in the case of Rav Abba Habba Menashe Kipi Da'aku, you should have brought right away the posuk, Yiratzu Es Avoneha, Besafara Yuchoneinu. So the impression you get from the flow of the Gemara is that the Gemara allows itself to give that last example and then quote the posuk, because the posuk is referring to all four examples. In other words, that there's a tzad hashove in all four, and then they bring l'kayim hashenem. That would make perfect sense. It would also explain why Rashi, like the Rambam, does not have those middle examples, because if there's something else entirely, and they're so beautiful, so unless you have a machloika somewhere and you don't want to quote it, so why shouldn't you? So I think that the Rambam simply had a different shot in the Gemara. Middle two, according to Rashi, there's a tremendous yisayin. One of the Gedolim once said that the Suma Ba'achas Me'enov is Potter Min Hara'iyah. Chazal tells us in Maseches Chagiga that if a person sees, and he certainly knows his way to make it up to Yerushalayim, B'kam Tov Yolisa La'mokar. Both eyes have to be able to see. If a Suma Ba'achas Me'enov is Potter Min, so he said, Al Pi Machshava, Al Pi Drush, that what does the other eye do for you? It gives you perspective. Everybody knows that when you see the same thing from two different angles, it creates the space and it creates the perspective that you need. And otherwise, it's like seeing something on a sheet of paper. It's two dimensions. When you approach Eretz Yisrael, if you do not have perspective, you put them in a rear. You have no right to go up there, because you have to be able to see it in its proper light. So what is the proper light? I mean, you know, it's interesting, perspective. So when somebody has perspective, he has nuance. But what is perspective and nuance? So perspective and nuance could be very negative also. If you don't have perspective, you might not notice the small little foibles and the little, you know, details that you would otherwise see. But that's certainly not what he meant. What he meant was that when you see things in a certain context, they could have a much more positive impression upon. For example, you see a person that doesn't have any shine, and you know that if he would be in America, he would be married to a guy and his children wouldn't even know the bitch. So then, the fact that he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not married to a guy, and his children at least know that they're Jews, it's a different ring to it. And so on and so forth. So it has a lot to do with the way you assess them. So it seems to me that what the middle parts of this Gemara, those two examples, the example with Klapichutz of Metako Matkale in Rashi, and the example of Chama Litzel Litzel Chama, but what that's trying to say is that no matter how you slice it, Eretz Yisrael has to come out. It has to be that everything you see is rosy. And that's a very unusual challenge, but it's an also unusual machai. Pashtus, a person would say, honesty is more important than anything. And if I see something, I see it for what it is. So why should I make... And here you see that there's an agenda not to make believe. He's fixing the road. He isn't telling people the road is perfect and it's broken. But what is it so necessary? If the road is broken, so get together a crew and fix the road. Why is it my business? Because when you walk on the road, I don't want even that the first time around, before they get to fix it, that you should say, Eretz Yisrael is full of pots. Very remarkable. So what if he does? But has other milas. So why don't I focus on the milas for what they are, and leave the chasronas for what they are, and Adarabba challenge the chasronas and say, fix it, Rabbi Yisrael. What are you sitting there? So there's this idea, you love something, and it eats you up when somebody is not happy with it. It does. It eats you up.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point out one more thing to you before we go on. Actually, I had a very strong shiur prepared on Cheskas Tfisa, but when I passed by the goings on, I had a certain chalishas hadas, which this shiur is trying to get out of my system. Because you have to be positive. But let me read to you the following psukim. And I want to know, what is the hemshach? What's the flow in the Perek and Tehillim? This Perek and Tehillim, by the way, begins with a very famous pasuk. It's Tehillim Kuf Beis, and it begins with the words, Tfilo lo'oni ki ya'atof, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. And it is one of the most powerful, if David HaMelech will allow me to use that word, one of the most powerful tefillah expressions found anywhere. Hashem shimo tfilosi v'shavosi eilecho tavoy, al taster ponecho mimeni, ביום צר לי, התי אליי אוזנך ביום אקרא מהר ענני, כי קולו ואושן יומוי ועצמוסי כמוקד ניחורו. הוקו כעשב ויבש ליבי, כי שכחתי מאכול לחמי מכל אנחוסי דווקא עצמי לבשורי. דומיסי לכעס מדבר, הייסי ככויס חורבויס. I was like these birds that are, you know, that hang around desolate places. And he says, finally, You lifted me up and you threw me down. I become dry like grasses in the late summer, you know, that have no rain, and they shrivel up, they dry, they become brown. Ani ka'esev ivosh. Now, v'ato Hashem lo'olam teshev v'zichrucha l'dor v'dor. Very remarkable pasuk. You know why? Because it is a paraphrase, or a parallel, if you will, to which pasuk? The Megillah says, "Ato Hashem lo'olam teishev kis achol l'dor v'dor." Here it's "Ato Hashem lo'olam teishev v'zichrucha l'dor v'dor." Ato takum terachem tziyon ki eis lechenena ki vamo. So this is a very remarkable thing, because if you go up to this point, you have the impression that David HaMelech's ani is pouring out his heart for some horrible matzav that is his and his alone. I am in my misery, whatever it is, and Ribbono Shel Olam, you lifted me up and you threw me down. All of a sudden you see that the Ani that's talking is Klal Yisrael, and what he's talking about is the misery of Golus. In that context, by the way, the imagery at the beginning is very frightening, because the imagery is Kolu Be'oshon in smoke. Imagine the smoke of the gas chambers. And my bones were charred like charcoals of a campfire, of a funeral pyre. Unbelievable. So what's next? V'yiru goyim eshem Hashem v'chol malchei ha'aretz es kvodecha ki vona Hashem tzion nir'a b'chvodo pono el tfilas ha'aror v'loi vozo es tfilasa tikosev zois l'dor acharon v'am nivra yahalol ka ki hishkif mimiron kocho Hashem yishamayim el eretz hipit lishmoa en kas osir v'fateach d'meit musa b'neit musa.
And umamlochois laavoides Hashem. Ina vaderech koichi kitzar yomoi oimar keili al ta'aleini b'chatzi yomoi b'dor dorim shnosecha v'fonim o'aretz yosadato umayis yadecho shomoyim heimo yovedu v'ato ta'amoi v'chulom kabeged yivlu kalvush tachlifein v'yachlofu v'ato hu v'shnosecha we say it in Yom Naroim lo yitamu b'nei avodecha yishkonu v'zarom l'fonecha yikon. So this incredible image that goes back to Maaseh Bereishis and says that the whole world could fall apart, but this is going to remain forever, and it's time to return and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. But I wanted to emphasize one ha'ara. It says, "Ata tokum terachim tzion ki eis lechenena ki vamoed ki ratzu avodecha es avodecha vesafori yichonenu." Then it says, "V'yiru goyim eshem Hashem v'chomach eretz es kvodecha ki bona Hashem tzion nirad chvodo." At least one of the pshatim of this hemshich is that the call of the ani in his desperation is not enough. It's almost as if we need to find justification to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata tokum terachim tzion ki eis lechenena ki vamoed. What is that justification? The answer is that when, no matter what happens, we never gave up the unusual midah of Avas Eretz Yisrael. And you should forgive me, but the Palestinians can plot. But never in the history of the Palestinians, and no matter how much they talk about their lemon trees and their olive groves and all of that stuff, was there ever such a hasoga that there's one place on earth and one place up, and that our connection to that place is so unusual, so special, and that even the little clump of earth, even that little pebble, is so special that I would hug it and smack it full of kisses, because this is it. There's nothing more special, nothing more precious, nothing more beloved in the entire universe. That is itself. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Reb Abba Menashe Kipi Da'aku, Reb Abba was long, long after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and after a substantial golus of Klal Yisrael, and there is simply is this barrenness and desolation, and this one's running mechama letzel mitzel lechama neirav ayin. Why? Chas v'sholem to even have a kraut about Eretz Yisrael. What are we talking about? The whole world is falling apart. No, this is special. That itself is the bridge. That from the tefillah of Ata Tokum Terachim Tzion to the Goyim standing in absolute astonishment because Hashem is Nira Bechvayda. Yibona Hashem Tzion Nira Bechvayda. So I thought I just wanted to add that to you. And finally, in that context, the Ramban gave a drosha on Rosh Hashanah, on all the dinim of Rosh Hashanah and the halachas of Ki HaShofar. And this is a drosha that he could give, of course, anywhere on earth, certainly in his birthplace in Spain. But the fact of the matter is that the Ramban gave this drosha, and he quotes there's a line at the beginning of the drosha, Zem Medrash Dorash Rabbeinu HaGadol Yoseid Hatkua B'mokim Ne'amon Harav Reb Moshe Ben Harav Reb Nachman Nishmosei Eden. This was written, of course, by others, but it points out, Rav Shavel, that the emphasis, this expression, Yoseid Takua B'mokim Ne'amon, is a pasuk in Yishayahu Perek Chav Beis, and the Mokim Ne'amon that they're talking about, peg, is banged in just in the perfect place. So where is that perfect place? Because he gave the drosha in Eretz Yisrael. In the Hakdoma, Dorsas Ramban the Rosh Hashanah, he gulasa koseres shel arba hadroshos. And then he writes, Chashivus yiseir nodas ledrosha zu, shenemra al admas kodesh beir, guess where? Akanire berosh Hashanah shel shnas hei alofim choftes oilam. Karev lishayar shebein shoymov, hoyu chaveirov vitalmidov, shel rabbeinu shemshon mishantz, Sha'olu yachad ito le'eretz Yisrael ki yodua al Rabbeinu Shimshon shehoyo ba'akum. The entire drosha is about, as I told you, the unique halachas of Rosh Hashanah. At the very end of the drosha, he says as follows: Kivan she'amanu she'Rosh Hashanah yom din l'chol adam b'kulam nidoinim boi tzrichen hakoy losim hadova alibam b'loshu b'tshuva l'ischoreit al avaynoisam u'pisheyem u'lahabis tefilu v'tachnunim she'yimchol HaKadosh Baruch Hu al lo'y hoida shalohem שאין יום הכיפור מחפה אלו על השובים והתשובה חסד גודל על הבריאס. And he continues with the whole parsha of truth, and then he says the following: נמצא כי רובם של ישראל עצה הקדוש ברוך הוא Hu ha-goyrim richukam. He says that if a stranger embarrasses the king, it's not the same as a prince embarrassing the king. And the hiskarvus that Klal Yisrael have received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they fail and they rise up against him, it is itself goreim a much greater richuk as a result. And he is explaining why Klal Yisrael's mamish b'shval hamatzov and the goyim are lording it over them. He says that's the biggest proof of their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exceedingly angry because they should know better. And then he continues. Nimsa ki ruven shel Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-goyim richukam v'kol shkein ha-zoichim leishev lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'artzo sheheim kmo royei pnei ha-melech. Ve'im zihirim b'chvodo tov lohem v'ashreihem. V'mamrim, if they rebel, imamrim boy, Oylohem Yoisa Mikol Abriyas, Shehem Oisin Mulchoma Umach Isin as Hamelech Bepalterin Shalom, in the Melech's palace. Umotzion Mina Palterin, Kemosha Oimer Hakosuv, Om Hamachisim Oisi Alponai Tomid. What is Alponai? Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's Alponai. Voimer Lo Yeshu Be'eretz Hashem. And then he goes into a discussion. Why do we call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Hashem? Everybody knows that the whole of the universe is his. Mahu inyan hazeh eretz Hashem v'chi ein ha'olam kuloi eretz Hashem hakol bora v'hakol yotzar v'hakol shalom yisoyd ha'dover hazeh b'posuk sh'omar v'hanchel el yongoyim b'afridoi b'nei odom yatzev gvulois amim l'mispar b'nei Yisrael ki chelek Hashem amo. The Ribbono shel Olam calls the land eretz Hashem, says the Ramban in a substantial Mahalach here, where he spells it out very carefully. It's called Eretz Hashem because Eretz Yisrael is a land where the connection between Hashem and the human being has no intermediary. In other words, it's not the land is the land of Hashem. It's the relationship of the Ribbono shel Olam to his people in the land is makes it Eretz Hashem. And then he says, Hinei b'chutz l'aretz, because the rest of Eretz Yisrael has Mesharsim. And he says, for Amim Toyim Acharei Sarehem Lavoid Gamoisa. He says the danger, of course, and inevitably it happens, that in all the other countries, because there are Sarim, inevitably the Goyim worship the Sarim as much as they worship Hashem, and then in place of Hashem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so. Kach Oma Akosuv Elokei Kol Oretz Yikom Yu Elokei Olokim HaMoshel Alakol V'hu Yifkoit V'soif Al Tzvo HaMorim B'morim L'hosim Memshelis Al Yonim V'la'aros Ma'arechas HaMeshorsim V'achrei Kein Al Malchi Adoma Alo Adoma. And it was eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all of that apparatus in the heavens, just like he will take vengeance on the Malchei Adoma. And then he says, V'zetam zona acharei Elohei nechara oretz, ki Elohus nochrim ba'oretz Hashem uvenachaloso. Because those, why are they called nechar? Because in Eretz Yisrael, if they are zmezana to worship idols, they are chasing after foreign gods. Foreign in the sense that in Eretz Yisrael they have no place. Because Eretz Yisrael there's no mechitza, there's no mesharsim, there's nothing in between, no intermediaries between Hashem. Ve'eni mo el nechar. Eretz Yisrael eino kishara rotzos, eino mekayemes oivra aveira. Ve'eni mo el nechar shalotei rishus le'echad misar umas oilem lovo ilishloit bachem. Kinyin shenema v'ani yoitze v'inei sar yovan ba. Ve'zeu ma'amorem shal rabboisenu kol ador b'chutz l'oretz doime kimisha ein lo yoloka. When I'll give you Eretz Knan, then I will be your Elohim. Is he not their Elohim from the time of Avram Avinu? Is he not Elohim from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is of course. But his relationship to them in the land is unique in Eretz Yisrael, because there the land is a place where there's no intermediary, and he is directly Lachem Lelekim. Ve'oimer ki gershuni ayom yistapeach b'nachlas Hashem leimor leichavod alim acherim. Ve'omer v'toseftan masach zavodazor areyom v'shafti b'sholom v'beis ovi v'hoya Hashem lelekim. So what does it mean v'hoya Hashem lelekim, and Hashem is not his Elohim now? Yaakov Avinu says, when I come back, V'hoya Hashem li Elohim. The Teretz is in Beis Ovi, there's a unique relationship with Hashem, which is called Hashem li Elohim. V'omer And of course the Ramban connects this to the incredible idea that even mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, like tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos and so on, are considered merely tziyunim, signposts for the ultimate measure of that avoda, as long as we are not in the geula mode in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, L'fikach amu b'sifri v'yorashta v'yoshafta ba v'shamarta l'asos. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahis v'kach shnuya b'toysefta d'avodazor. His explanation is because only in Eretz Yisrael can you really do the mitzvahs. And this is all connected to being the Eretz Hashem. Finishes the last paragraph. Zeh ma'ashotzi ani me'artzi, and this vision that I have of the import of Eretz Yisrael in the Avodas Hashem is what took me out of my land. V'tiltalani mimekoini, ozavti es beisi, natashti es nachalosi, left his family behind. Naseisi ke'orev, like a bird that is achzor on his bnei bayis. Ka'oriv al bonai, achzori al benos. V'zeo inyan hu machshavas harishoyim shahaya omer liyecheskel, Rabbeinu Yecheskel. Eved shemachroi rabba yesh loyal of klu. If an eved is sold to another master, does the eved have any allegiances to his former master at all? V'akodosh Baruch Hu sends us into Golus. We're finished with him. Chal cholila. So he says that was machshavas harishoyim, sheneemar, Yecheskel says to them, v'o'ila ruchachem hayoy loisiyya, asher atem omerim niye kegoyim ukemishbechoysa adoma. What was their taina? Kivan sheyatzanu me'artzoi, hare anachnu kegoyim, she'eino imanish oisam al avodazara shalahem. V'zeo shama akosu v'shilamti rishoyna mishna avoinam al chilulam es artzi b'nivlut b'navlut shikutzeyem v'tavoseyem milu es nachalosi. V'in yazehu b'mekoymes rabim b'ksuvim. V'yirenu kol pasuachai, and anybody that has his eyes open, acha shegilisi esenov, after I opened up his eyes, will see it everywhere from now on. This principle that is in Eretz Hashem, and that the Jews tied it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka since there's an Eretz Hashem, that once we're not in Eretz Hashem, the contract is broken. And of course the Rebbeinu Shlom says nothing doing. But there is a shemetz of truth in that perspective, at least in the sense that being anywhere other than Eretz Yisrael is not the same. There is no such thing as a universal constant in Avodas Hashem. It is dafka in and through the experience of being in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Ramban says, that's what took me out of my land, v'tiltalani me'artzi, is very telling, because otherwise we might have suggested that all of that is only when Bizman Shabbat Samikdash Yokayom and Bizman that everything is Al Machoinoi. And otherwise, the place called Eretz Yisrael is no different than anywhere else. And as I told you, Rabbi Abba Abba Menashe Kippur Da'aku was Dafka long after the Churban and the Golas had begun. And Adar Rabbah, they were traveling from Bavel and they arrived at Eretz Yisrael and they kissed the stones of Eretz Yisrael, or they identified, as Tosfos says, that now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. This was very special for them. Aboseinu Amru, he adds one point. Hina yiskira Torah ki anshe Eretz Knan nen shu al harayis. Aboseinu Amru shehuzuru aleim la'odom ulenoyach. Shalai onash ela imkain hisir. Avalakosuv la hiskira azhara va'omar ki Eretz toki oisam shehit t'taiv es kolat ha'iv osael. Vine loy anshe Eretz Knan bulvar ha'yu mizharim ka'odom ulenoyach. He asks a Meridik Akasha. He says, I don't understand. It says that the land will spit out the Knani because they worshipped Avodah Zarah, because they were involved in Arayas. He says, these were the cardinal sins from the time of Adam and Noach. They're Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He says, who is charged with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Those who live in Eretz Yisrael? He says, all the Goyim in the world are charged with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Kamais Eretz Mitzrayim Loisasu. So how come the earth doesn't spit the Mitzrayim out of Mitzrayim, or the Greeks out of Greece? He says, because it's only Eretz Yisrael that cannot be soivel. Every other land does not have that problem. And then he continues with the following very beautiful, very poetic expression. Hadar ha'olam, Eretz Yisrael. Hadar Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Hadar Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash. Hadar Beis Hamikdash, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hadar Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mokim HaKruvim, Shesham HaShchina Shoyro, Shenemar, V'no Adati L'Chosham, V'dibarti Itcho Me'al HaKapoyres, Mibain Shnei HaKruvim. V'oimer, Roye Yisrael, Ha'azino, Noye Katzon Yosef, Yoshev HaKruvim, Hoifio. V'oimer, Hi Achaya, Shereisi Tachas, Elokei Yisrael, B'na Akvo, V'eida, Kikruvim Heima. In the Ha'ara here, he says that the reason he finished with the last pasuk is because the last pasuk, like the experience of the Ramban, was by Yecheskel in Golus. Nevertheless, he saw that in that place, in that vision he had of Eretz Yisrael, the Yoshev HaKruvim. So he says, Hadar Eretz Yisrael, and the ultimate Hadar of the Makom HaKruvim applies even today. You know, it's if you leave all politics aside, the bottom line is that at least when it doesn't have volcanic ash from Iceland, you can get on a plane, and in a few hours, you can go to Eretz Yisrael, and you can kiss the land of Eretz Yisrael. I have to tell you an interesting experience that I had. I came to Eretz Yisrael, and that's my minig, and of course I try to find Mother Earth, and I get off on the Ben Gurion airport, and it's all concrete and tiles and whatever. So go find Mother Earth. So I go out of the airport complex and looking. Finally, I said to myself, "There's a potted plant. You know, there's a big palm tree, but it's growing in a concrete vase. You know, in a huge concrete planter. But there's earth inside of it." So I figured, listen, they're going through the sugya of thoughts. It's Nokov Shabul Chagabi. You say this. I don't even know if it's Nokov on the bottom. I couldn't lift it up to find out. So I said to myself, "Listen, Rebbeinu Shalom, this is it." And I kissed the earth surrounding the tree. But it's just something that if you have any of the sensitivity of the Ramban, and to speak of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi or the others, I mean, it's just such an overwhelming thing, you know. And that's really so. If there's one day a year that you could have such a drasha, such a shir, it's also something. Let me just finish with the Rambam. You know very well that the Rambam does not include the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Tayag mitzvahs, as the Ramban does. And nevertheless, and maybe because of that, the Ramban waxes very poetic here in Hilchos Melachim Perek Hay. And he says as follows. Amu chachomim kol ha-shoichim be-eretz Yisrael avoynoisav mechulin, shenemar ubal-yoymar shochem choliso ma-yoshibo nesu-avon. Afilo och ba-ar ba-amois zoiche l'chayoy l'mabo. V'chein ha-kova bo neskapeloi. Uke-ilu ha-mokim shu-boi mizbeach kaporo, shenemar v'chipra ad-mosayamoi. Ube-peronus ha-imer al-adomo tmei ha-tomus. As if that's a curse that you're dafka going to die al adam tmeo. Because it's much better the person should have his final resting place in Eretz Yisrael because he was nifter in Eretz Yisrael. Kol tosel mechayim. He arrived in Eretz Yisrael while still alive. But the Rambam says nevertheless, afal pikein, gedolei hachachomim hayu malichim meiseyem l'sham. The Gemara, it's a huge machlokas. And one accuses them of atavov v'atatamu es arzi, but nevertheless the psak halacha remains that gdol chachomim yemelichem esem l'sham and seyul umad miyakuv avinu v'yosef hatzadik. I wanted to suggest that the Rambam repeats the Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov Avinu is also enough of a marshal, because by Yaakov Avinu there's an inyan of Avos and Ma'aris and Achpelah, but by Yosef you don't have that. So you could say that you can't bring me a raya from the Avos. That's the place where all the Avos have to be together. But it doesn't mean dafka that the person in general should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But from Yosef is the raya that it should be so. Lo'olam yidor adam b'Eretz Yisrael afilu b'ir sheruba akum. It's very interesting that the Rambam puts this here almost as if it would be the last and most critical feature, which is very odd, because if you want to emphasize the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, you should have put this somewhere else.
Also, what's the Keshay?
Whenever the Rambam says Keshay, it means that there's a very fundamental Tzad HaShavah. I told you this, B'nogeya, which Keshay? We're in the Rambam's Keshay. The Rambam says two Keshayms in Hilchus Talmud Torah B'nogeya Kovod. One, B'nogeya, the Kovod that a Talmud has to have for his Rebbe, should be like the Kovod that a son has for his father. And then the Rambam, which is not surprising because it's exactly the same point, Keshay. Because what is the relationship of a Talmud to his Rebbe? The relationship of a child to a father. Because however, the Rambam also says, Kishem, that a Talmud is mechuyev in Kavod Rabbi, am I right? So too, Kach, the Rebbe is mechuyev to be mechabev the Talmud al Karvo, etc., etc. So then I asked, what's the Kishem? They have nothing to do with each other. They're both true. But to have a Kishem, you have to have a Tzad HaShoveh. So I pointed out that from the Hemshech of the Rambam, right then and there, where he speaks about Eitz Kotten, Madlik, Eitz Gadol, and he speaks about Harbi Lomadati, V'chulu, V'chulu, Mitalmida, Yosem, Mikulam, you see that what the Rambam's Kishem is coming from is that the Talmud is a Rebbe to the Rebbe. So it is Kishem. How is the Talmud a Rebbe to the Rebbe? Because when the Talmud asks a question and the Rebbe is forced to think and the Rebbe comes out with a better pshat in the Gemara, that Talmud's catalyst is considered as if he was the Rebbe of the Rebbe. So the Talmud is cherished by the Rebbe, not like a father cherishes a son only, but like a son cherishes a father, which is an incredible thing. But that's Kishem. So I want to understand, what's the Kishem over here? And I'll tell you something else that bothered me all the time. You know, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, right? There's also an Easter to go out of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz La'olam. Both of those halachas the Rambam mentioned before he started the poetry, if you will. So if you want, you could say that what the Rambam is saying here, Kishem, is a brand new halacha, and as if to say as follows, the poetry is over, and now I'm getting back to the nitty gritty, and I told you, you're not allowed to go into Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm telling you a chiddush that you're not allowed to leave Bavel either. It still doesn't explain the keshem, because it isn't the same halacha. It says Bavel yuvahu v'shama yiyu. They'll be brought to Bavel yuvahu, and there they shall remain. What is they shall remain? So pashup shad is that there'll be a long galus, but no, they shall remain. They are mechuyev to remain. So, can they go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? Yes. But Asalotzis mi Bavel l'sha'ar ha'aratzis, to any other land. And something else is remarkable. It says there that he's over ba'aset. Gemara daf kufyud amid beis. Question is, does the Rambam mean even sha'aratzis, even to Eretz Yisrael? But what's the kishay? So maybe the answer is based on this Ramban. The answer is based on this Ramban. That the Ramban said, because it's Eretz Hashem. There is one other Eretz Hashem, and don't think for a second that I'm about to say Bavel. There is one other Eretz Hashem. Where's the other Eretz Hashem? Torah is Eretz Hashem. Torah is a passport that wherever you are, which is the center of Torah, is Eretz Yisrael. Because it's Eretz Hashem. It's a portable Eretz Hashem. And if it wouldn't be a portable Eretz Hashem, we wouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael today. Because everybody would have assimilated into nothing. The Torah that carries you is the same that the Ramban says, Hadar Eretz Yisrael, Hadar, Hadar, Hadar. What's the bottom line? Yoshev Akruvim Ayfiyah. Kol HaMokam Meshah Askir Eshmi Ovo Elecho Verachtich. Wherever there's a Yishuv, which is the center of Torah for the world, that has a din of Bavela Yuvol Shomer. And that is why the Rambam says Kishem. That all of that Hadar is because of Yoshev HaKruv, because there's a umbilical connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, where there is a center of Torah, Misham Teitzei Hayral Yisrael, that becomes the, in quotation marks, equivalent of Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to leave it, just like you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And may even be, according to some shitas, even to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, having said that, it's remarkable that today the center of gravity of Torah is also shifting almost completely to Eretz Yisrael itself. Very remarkable.